Good morning to each of you. Blessing to be here already this morning. Some of the songs really spoke to me there and ministered to my heart. Brother Andy also, what he shared there is a little bit along the lines somewhat of what I was wanting to share. He was sharing how he read the verses there about having ears, they hear not. And it's a little bit what I want to share, being quick to hear and slow to speak. I was, several weeks ago, I was reading through Proverbs and in my devotion, and I just began noticing all the references to our words, our mouth, our tongue, our lips, and it just really spoke to me. And I've seen that I have a great need in this area. The verse that sort of got me thinking was Proverbs 18, verse 21. It says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Do I actually see the words that I speak as that important? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. If this would be a reality to me, would it change what comes out of my mouth? This is not going to be all balanced in every area, so you have to bear with me in that way. But we know that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if there are things coming out of my mouth that should not be, we need to deal with the heart of the matter. We know it does not work just to say all the right things, but is it possible to use the words that I say as a mirror to see what's actually in my heart? Many times we'd like to think that our heart is... Or maybe many times we'd like to say, that's not really my heart. But if I say it, what is it? Could it possibly actually be my heart? Also, just on the importance of our words, Matthew 12, 36 and 37. "But I say unto you, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." By our words we will be judged. I think my speech should be one of the first signs of a changed heart as we... most of us in here would profess to be Christians and be the children of God. I think that should be a definite sign in my life of a changed heart. Is my speech should be according to what the Lord would have us speaking. Is my speech according to Colossians 4:6, where it says, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man." As I go through my day and face various circumstances, is my speech seasoned with salt? I would like to look at a few verses in Proverbs of things that our speech should not be. Proverbs 29:20. Proverbs 29:20. "See thou a man that is hasty in his words, there is more hope of a fool than him." Our speech should not be hasty or rash. On the side footnote of my Bible there, it has the word rashness. Proverbs 29:11. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. Am I able to hear the other person out before I tell him what I'm thinking, I guess? Proverbs 17, 27 and 28. I'm not even getting all of the verses here, but there's just many verses that talk about this. 17. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Self-control is on the side of my Bible there. Keep my tongue in check in the midst of adverse circumstances. Proverbs 13:3 is another one. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. I believe we can draw the best example we have is we can draw from Jesus, and when he was being crucified there, and they were hitting him over the side of the face and asking him, "Who hit you?" And we know very well that he could have told them that along with everything they ever did, and yet he was silent during that time. And I believe we can draw an example from that for our life. Proverbs 15:1, along with that, I'd just like to talk about a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. I was thinking of this the other week as I was sitting here, and I heard some of Clinton Wolf's messages on relationships, and it would seem that our words play very, very directly into our relationships. And I think it is safe to say that many relationships have failed because of angry words. And also, along with that, I can say that I've seen examples of where a soft answer does turn away wrath. A relationship that was built over many years can be either severely damaged or even terminated over a few angry words. Thought of the song, Angry Words, Oh Let Them Never From the Tongue Unbridled Slip. Song number 421, I'd like to read some of those. We can maybe sing that one for when we take up the offering, if that's okay. Angry words, oh let them never from the tongue unbridled slip. May the heart's best impulse ever check them ere they soil the lip. Love one another. Thus saith the Savior, children, obey the Father's blessed command. Love one another, thus saith the Savior, children, obey His blessed command. Love is much too pure and holy, friendships is too sacred far, for a moment's reckless folly, thus to desolate and mar. Angry words are lightly spoken, bitterest thoughts are rashly stirred, brightest links of life are broken by a single angry word. May that not be our testimony. It says, angry words, oh let them never from our tongue slip. Doesn't give us much room there. I'd like to look at a few scriptures here in Titus also. Titus 2, 6, verse 6 and 8. Titus 2, 6 and 8, 6 through 8. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you." Our speech can be a great testimony to those around us. I've noticed before, if you're dealing with someone that is maybe has a foul language or is just rougher in his speech, and the longer you talk with him, well, you can just sort of see that ebb away, and maybe he will even mention something about it. He might even say sorry. Sound speech that cannot be condemned. May that be our testimony here. Titus 3, verse 1 and 2. "Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men." To speak evil of no man. That hits pretty directly home, at least in my life. Many times we try to smooth it over and make it look like something else. But if we say it for what it is, why, there's times that we speak evil of other people, and we can justify it in many ways. But if it's evil, then we should not be speaking it. I think if we ask ourselves the questions, what I appreciate if someone talked about me in this way would take care of a lot of that. A few more scriptures here. Proverbs 16, 23 and 24. "The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." In verse 23 there, "the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth." I'm not sure if I ever seen that, if that stuck out to me before, but that we can actually teach our mouth. I know in James says that the tongue can no man tame. No man can tame the tongue on his own, I believe, but with the Lord's help, I think we can actually teach our mouth and add learning to our lips. Proverbs 15, there's many verses here pertaining to our words and our mouth. "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness." Verse 4, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit." Verse 7, "The lips of the wise disperseth knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so." The lips of the wise disperseth knowledge. Verse 23, "A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it?" A word spoken in due season. "The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words." Verse 26. Verse 28, "The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things." The heart of the righteous studieth to answer. Goes along with the other verse there in Proverbs about not being hasty with our words. And then verse 32 here, he that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. Goes along a little bit with what Brother Andy was sharing about hearing. Am I able to hear reproof? I believe we can also learn on our own some, but that's really how we're going to learn from others is by hearing. It's how we're going to gain understanding. Then in Proverbs 25:11, a word, I think I have it wrote down, but I'm not sure if I have it all wrote down. Proverbs 25:11, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. And then I would just like to close with reading Matthew 12. A few more verses there. Matthew 12, 34 through 37. Some of these are strong sayings of Jesus. But if we can hear them, why, I believe it will be a blessing to us in our life. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, bringeth forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So may we take seriously what we speak about, and may we realize that it directly affects us in our life and those around us also. So, Lord bless you.